We got another busy show here this morning. We certainly appreciate each and every one of you joining us on Off to the Races. My name is Mike Bozich, and it's Off to the Races. It's our Saturday morning party. And by the way, before we get any further along of the show, and we've got another great show on tap for you today, a new start time is coming up next Saturday. That's right, next Saturday we will be on the air at 9 a.m. So make sure you mark that on your calendars and kind of keep a mental note of that, because if you tune in at 9:30, you're probably going to catch the tail end of the program. So new start time coming up next Saturday. We're excited about it. Going to move up a half hour in the slot to 9 a.m. Before we go any further, let's tell you who the fine folks are that make sure this show is brought to you each and every Saturday. And they are the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Also brought to you by our good friends at the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got caring down to a science, and Cashman's Horse Equipment and Drive-Through Feed Store. Visit Cashman's online. Yeah, they got harness equipment too. Visit Cashman's online at Cashman's.com. All right, great show on tap for you this morning. We're going to kind of pick up where we left off at the conclusion of last Saturday's program, where we were really diving into the awards banquet that was took place a couple of weeks ago. To this very day, Saturday, the OHHA announcing their prestigious awards for the fantastic harness racing season that was 2025. And where we left off, and you know, this is important because, let's be honest, I mean, the drivers, yeah, they're kind of the stars of the show. I mean, they're the ones that we watch, you know, each and every week, each and every race, you know, go out there and put on the show for the fans. Then, of course, you've got the trainers, and you know, they're the ones doing the hard work, the legwork, getting these horses ready to perform each and every week. And then, of course, you've got the owners who put the money up. They're the ones that kind of put their money where their mouth is, so to speak, and purchase these horses and entrust them with the trainers. You therefore entrust them to the drivers. But, you know, besides those three big profiles, there are also a lot of people behind the scenes that make harness racing work. And one in particular are caretakers. And I'll tell you what, the caretakers are the ones, they are with the horses each and every day. They're the ones that do the shoveling, for lack of a better term. They're the ones that, you know, feed the horses, and they're really the ones that look after and take care of the horses' general well-being. And they are a big, big part, a big spoke in the wheel, if you will, of this sport of harness racing. And it's good to see them get some recognition. And I believe we had two caretakers of the year. So without further ado, and I'm so glad Roger Houston had a chance to make the presentation to these fantastic winners. So let's turn it over to Roger and let's hear his presentation of the caretakers of the year
that we're honoring here tonight. Our first caretaker of the year is Parker Steck, daughter of Ron and Kyla Steck. She's been working full time with the stable for the last 3 years after graduating from Ashland University. After passing her nursing exams, she has chosen to take care of horses as a full-time job. According to her mother, Parker works in the barn 7 days a week and goes to the races almost every night. Kyla says, "I cannot be more proud of my daughter because she's one of the luckiest people in the world to be able to do what she loves, and that's to take care of horses every day." Parker Steck.
Thank you. Hi, guys. As he just introduced, I'm Parker. I just want to be very clear. I am not like Ranger. I'm not very good at talking in public like he is, but I'm going to try my best. If you told me 4 years ago that I was, when I was graduating nursing school, that I would be doing horses full time, I probably would have believed you. But if you told me that I would be standing up here as one of your grooms of the years, I probably wouldn't have. I cannot begin to tell you how thankful I am to even do this job, let alone be recognized for it. And I have a very long list of people worth mentioning that helped me get here, starting with my parents. One thing I really love is that, in a way, I can be both of their right-hand mans. I love knowing that when they go out of town or my dad simply cannot be two places at once, I can be the person that can fill in and they can trust me to use my best judgment and do right by our horses. While my parents taught me the day-to-day flow, I would be foolish to not mention my cousin Hunter Steck and one of my best friends, Leah in Davenport, for helping me learn how to be a groom and to maintain the horses in the barn and at the races. I have spent a lot of hours on the road or even in the paddocks with Lee. She truly was the one that taught me how to paddock correctly. We've had really great nights, but we've also had really bad nights as well. And on those bad nights, she always reminded me that even if she had tears in her eyes as well, to keep going. Lee, I will cherish those Northfield trips for the rest of my life. I could not count on two hands how many times I have had no idea what to do next, that I would run down the barn aisle to get Hunter's help. And I still do ask him for help as well, and he may not always have an answer, but he definitely tries. He's a horse whisperer, and I hope that one day I'm half the horseman that he is.
Our caretaker of the year, Haley Hirschberger.
I'm greatly honored to be here tonight. Thanks to each and every one of you for giving me this huge opportunity. And I'm very grateful to receive this award. And I want to thank Rosie for being very patient with me and teaching me basically everything I know. We all know I wouldn't be here tonight if it wasn't for her, always pushing me through and getting me to where I am today. She has helped me more than I will be able to explain. So thank you, Rosie, for giving me such a great opportunity. And of course, none of this would be possible if it wasn't for the outstanding, wonderful horses that we get to work with. They don't owe us anything, but yet they are always there, showing up every day and always out there trying their best. So why not show up and give our best to them as well? Thanks to you all.
All right, so congratulations in order, definitely to Parker Stenkid, Katie Hirschberger. Katie Hirschberger, the outstanding groom of the year, along with Parker Stenkid. Once again, we talk about these caretakers and a couple of things that we can glean, especially from what Roger was saying and, of course, what Parker and Katie were saying. First of all, 7 days a week, that is the first thing that catches my ear. 7 days a week there with the horses. There is no days off. Let me say that again. There are no days off in the sport of harness racing. And Parker Steck and Katie Hirschberger at the barn 7 days a week. You did not get to hear, but when Roger Houston was talking about Katie Hirschberger, and because of time constraints, we couldn't play it, but 32 of 34 county fairs, the trainer Rosie Weaver has won, and that's who Katie Hirschberger works for. Katie, despite getting up at, 4 or 5 in the morning to feed the horses and take care of the horses, was at pretty much each and every county fair that her boss and trainer Rosie Weaver raced at and won at. So hats off to two very hardworking women in this industry, Parker Steck and Katie Hirschberger. Our show Off to the Races rolls on after this time out. We're going to have more from the awards banquet that took place last Saturday. You've got Off to the Races on my 96.7 FM WDLR at AM 1270.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
We're back on Off to the Races again by 96.7 FM, WTLR, and AM 1270. We certainly appreciate all of you joining us here on this Saturday morning. Don't forget a new time coming up next Saturday, 9 a.m. I know everybody's used to 9:30, but you're going to have to get up a little bit earlier on your Saturday morning. Make sure you set your alarm for about 8:45 or so. That'll give you a chance to make a pot of coffee, sleep in a little bit, and then, of course, 9 o'clock, the party starts. And we're continuing to take a look at the OHHA Banquet Award winners from a couple of Saturdays ago, and a couple of deserving winners of the Dick Brandt Extra Effort Award. This award kind of goes to people in harness racing that give the extra effort, so to speak, as the award implies, and goes the extra mile. And a lot of people do in our sport of harness racing. Get very excited to see this duo get their justification here and have the spotlight on them. Joe and Fran Darmafal, promoting harness racing at the fairs, trying to get new people involved in the sport of harness racing. It's always a very popular topic with yours truly. And without further ado, Hank LeVan, one of our fine horsemen here in the state of Ohio, had a chance to talk about Joe and Fran Darmafal and present them this Dick Brandt Extra Effort Award. Let's listen.
Your Dick Brandt Senior Extra Effort Award. I can't think of anybody more deserving of the Darmafals. When Rusty suggested nominating them, I thought that was a great idea. They attend so many different fairs throughout our state. They're involved in so many different aspects between hiring entertainment, to eliminate some of the drag that happens, and to keep people in the stands. And if you haven't had the opportunity to meet them, take some time tonight. They're great people. They love the sport. They love the people. Joe, Fran, if you would like to, come up here and say a few words, that would be great.
Fran and I are very appreciative of this award, but more importantly, we feel very honored to receive it. And I say honored because we're being recognized by the industry for our efforts to try to both promote and, more importantly, popularize the sport of harness racing. Frank Frost, I think, hit it on the head when he was up here before. We need to bring a lot of new people into the sport. And that's sort of the case of the pot calling the kettle black, as we're going on 77. And we're relatively new to the sport. This is only our seventh year. But we've noticed a lot of things that really we feel need improvement to keep people in the stands and to get young people involved. So we've made every effort to, we started out just doing blankets, but now we sponsor the full days of racing at fairs. We bring in entertainment for that 22-minute gap. We sponsor individual races and other initiatives. And every year, we try to build on what we did in the past by making improvements and by adding new initiatives. So we're planning a lot of new things for 2026. And that's about it. Thanks very much, and we'll see you along the way starting June 8th at Paulding, Ohio.
All right, so congratulations to Joe and Fran Darmafal. The Jerry Kaltenbach Awards went to Chris Page and Ron Burnk. Those for the leading money-earning driver and the leading money-earning trainer in the state of Ohio. So congratulations to Ron Burnk and Chris Page. Frank Frost, the OHHA director, executive director, announced four of the special OHHA awards. Let's listen in.
Thank you, Gabe. Tonight we have four Ohio Harness Horsemen Association special awards. The first special award goes to the Connections of Always Be Naughty. The four-year-old pacer captured the 2025 Breeders' Crown Open Mare Pace, owned by Greg Luther Racing and trained by Todd Luther, dominated the race, winning by five lengths in 148-1, setting a new Breeders' Crown record. It was the first ever Breeders' Crown title for the Luther brothers. Was also the first Breeders' Crown title for driver Austin Hanners. Congratulations to the Connections of Always Be Naughty. The second special award goes to Austin Hanners, who was in the bike for Always Be Naughty's Breeders' Crown victory. It was a special year for Austin. In addition to winning his first Breeders' Crown title, he drove Jailhouse Pearl to an Ohio Sire Stakes Championship and Prolific Fighter Fire to the Ohio Breeders' Championship. He closed out the year winning 205 races. Austin Hanners, special award.
It was definitely a year to remember, like he said, everything. So I just want to thank Greg and Todd and all the other trainers and owners to give me the opportunity to be here tonight. Thank you, guys.
Our next special award of the evening goes to the Connections of Mickey and Minnie. Mickey and Minnie joined a select group as she won her second straight Breeders' Crown title. Bred and owned in part by Bob Mondello of Delaware, the three-year-old filly pacer won the 2025 title in a dead heat. Mickey and Minnie hit the board in all 15 starts this year with 13 wins and earning over $1.1 million. She has been named the 2025 Dan Patch three-year-old filly pacer of the year. The Connections of Mickey and Minnie. And our last special award of the evening goes to the Connection of Sippin' on Sea Rock. The Ohio-bred three-year-old pacer by Down by the Seaside won the 2025 Breeders' Crown in a stakes record of 147-3. Owned in part by RAS Racing of Powell, Ohio and Knox Services of Mount Vernon and co-bred by Alicia Binkley of Lebanon, he hit the board in 12 of 15 starts last year, winning seven times, earning $792,000.
All right, thank you very much, OHHA Director Frank Frost, with the OHHA Special Awards. Congratulations to the Connections of Always Be Naughty. We did hear a couple of seconds of Austin Hanners there. Also, congratulations to the Connections of Mickey and Minnie and Sippin' on Sea Rock. Great years for all of those horses. How good has Mickey and Minnie been? I mean, just amazing, an amazing career at 2 and 3. So hats off to those Connections and all the OHHA Special Award winners as well. More coming up from the OHHA banquets from a couple of weeks ago. You've got Off to the Races. Back in a moment.
It's known as the Great American Harness Race, the Little Brown Jug, and it's held right here in Delaware, Ohio. Why? Because Ohio is the heartland of harness racing. In Ohio, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association keeps things running smoothly and is here to make sure that harness racing remains strong. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Join us and keep Ohio as the driving force of harness racing. Call 800-353-6442. The OHHA.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring down to a science.
And we are back on Off to the Races by 96.7 FM, WDLR, AM 1270. Third and final segment on this program today. One final reminder that we will be on the air next Saturday, beginning next Saturday, continuing each and every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. So a brand new start time, 9 a.m. coming up starting the next Saturday here on my 96.7 FM, WDLR at AM 1270. All right, well, we're going to close this show with the Maynard and Stella Hagemeyer Significant Contribution Award. And it went to, obviously, somebody that has contributed an awful lot to the sport of harness racing for an awful long time. Of course, we're talking about the voice of the Little Brown Jug, Roger Houston. And without further ado, let's listen to Roger accept this award at the OHHA banquet couple of weeks ago. Let's listen.
I want to congratulate all the award winners this evening. Your hard work this racing season has led to these awards tonight. I want to send out special congratulations to Ohio Hall of Famer Billy Herman, a close friend for 60 years. The Maynard and Stella Hagemeyer Award means as much to me as any Hall of Fame award in past years. It's so important that my daughter Neville and her daughter Reagan are even here tonight. When I began announcing at county fairs in 1960, I had the opportunity to work with Stella. Now, those were the days of eligibility papers. It had to be filled out by hand. There were no computers to take entries. You did it on the telephone. I would say the job in those days was almost double the time spent by clerks in today's computer world. I had a very limited knowledge of the duties at a county fair when I started. So I'd show up probably 2 hours ahead of time to learn from Stella. And eventually I was taking scratches and driver changes and anything while she was filling in eligibility papers and such. To this day, I show up maybe even 2.5 hours before post time to do the same. And yes, at some county fairs, I even sell racing programs, which I did back in the 50s with Doug Adair, if you can remember Doug. I have always been referred to as a county fair announcer. Now, this wasn't to praise me when I started out. It was people taking a shot at me when I was at Pompano or something like that, and at the Red Mile in Lexington. I never considered it a derogatory remark. Since 1960, every year, I've announced at least 5, maybe 17 county fairs in the state of Ohio. So I am very proud of being a county fair announcer. The other complaint that so many people have had about me is that I call every race like the Little Brown Jug. Well, there's a reason for that. Every race has owners, caretakers. So many people. It might be the only chance that individual has to get to the Little Brown Jug. So I'm not going to back off one bit in my race calls. The other thing I'm so most proud of, there's 34 individuals, some have even passed on, who in some way, whether it was just offering some encouragement, listening, giving pointers, whatever it may be, and in some cases, getting their first opportunity to call races. Doug Ballinger, $5 to work up at, I think it was Findlay. No, it wasn't Findlay. Ottawa, maybe. It certainly has been a wonderful life.
Boy, we should just end the show right there. That was amazing. Heck of a speech by Roger Houston. Congratulations on winning the Maynard and Stella Hankemeyer Significant Contribution Award. And I'll tell you what, just one of the great people in the sport of harness racing. Right there, the voice of harness racing, Roger Houston. All right, well, we certainly appreciate each and every one of you joining us. Special thanks to our fine sponsors. They include the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, Buy in Ohio, Breed in Ohio, Race in Ohio, Win in Ohio. Also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got Caring Down to a Science, Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Thru Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. Once again, a new time next week, 9 a.m. on Saturday. Make plans to join us again, 9 a.m. next Saturday for Off to the Races on my 96.7 FM WDLR at AM 1270. Have a great week.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you could be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650. 3650.